Hi, everybody, even, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized Monday political podcast from yours truly. Thanks so much for downloading this, and my thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk, as ever, for sponsoring it. Now, you and I know that the last several years have changed many of us when it comes to considering our views to vaccines in general. And of course, it was the COVID vaccine in particular that made millions question and look into the risk-benefit analysis of vaccines in general. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play you a short clip of a doctor, a psychiatrist, who suddenly starts doing her own research into vaccines after her baby tragically dies from the vaccine. Listen to this lady.
I never learned in medical school how vaccines were studied, what type of clinical trials they went through, how they evaluated adverse reactions, how they even evaluated effectiveness. So after Victoria died, I started reading everything that is put out there. Anything that would lead me to a topic, then I would Google that topic. And if there were textbooks in relation to that topic, I would order them. And then based on reading that book, I would order another book. What I have learned has shocked me. There has been information out there since the smallpox vaccine was created, linking vaccinations to encephalitis, which is inflammation of the brain, which can cause death or permanent neurological disability. I've learned recently the placebo in a vaccine trial can actually be the aluminum or the mercury or another vaccine. I would assume the placebo was normal saline, which would be like water, something not harmful. In accredited peer-reviewed medical literature, they have linked vaccinations to chronic autoimmune problems. The science is out there. People are just choosing not to look at it.
And of course, she's absolutely right. The science has always been out there. It's not so much people are choosing not to look at it, but in many cases, people are having that information withheld one way or the other. And anyone who does bring the questions to the table are instantly dismissed as cranks, conspiracy theorists, or worse. If they are from a medical background, they will lose their license to practice. They will be punished. And that's fundamentally for a very simple reason. And the simple reason is this, that, Big Pharma has huge investment in these vaccines. They are massively profitable to them. So they don't want people questioning them. Remember the old maxim, a patient cured is a customer lost. That's fundamentally what drives all of this. And as I say, back in 2020, I would have been someone who was, I guess, neutral on the vaccine issue. I'd taken vaccines when I was younger, as a child. Really hadn't had any vaccines until 2018 when the doctor told me to take a flu vaccine. It made me sick. I've never taken another vaccine since. I never will. The position I've gotten to, though, and I think probably many of you might be with me, initially back then, I was neutral on the subject of vaccine and its safety. And indeed, do they even work? And what is the safety? What's the risk? All of that. However, once you start to understand that there's no viruses, then you realize, well, there's no need for any vaccines now, is there? And fundamentally, that's for the position that I've arrived at now after 4 years. So therefore, I can't conceive that there'd be any circumstances in any way that any vaccine for anything would ever appeal to me. They'd have to hold me down and force it into my body. But that's my personal opinion. Other people may think that vaccines in some limited regards might have some relevance. I can't think what they would be, by the way, because as I say, if you're as fundamentalist as me, then you don't accept the existence of viruses. So if viruses don't exist, what are you making exactly that's going to fight them? In fact, more specifically, and this is what we've seen over COVID, what exactly is that injection doing to your body when it goes in? What is it doing? Well, after 4 years of, 3 years of all those adverse reactions up to and including death, we've got a fair idea. And as that tragic doctor in that little clip I played, that Canadian psychiatrist lady, you know, she, when she started to research it, realized that essentially from what information she was gathering from peer-reviewed publications, is that there are many, many questions to be asked about exactly what goes on with these vaccines, not just COVID vaccines. They're just the ones that have been most in the spotlight, but essentially any vaccine. And you know, I think that sadly, tragically, she learned the hard way when her little daughter Victoria died, having had a vaccine. She doesn't say what vaccine she had, but we know that kids in these times are vaccinated, you know, to the eyeballs by the time they get to like 16. They've had so many vaccines, even little ones, before they get to the year. I think they've had maybe 10 or 12 different vaccines. So in a way, Big Pharma has taken our children and turned them into pincushions for their so-called vaccines. And it's quite reasonable, in my opinion anyway, that people should ask critical questions about that. Thanks for listening.